Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Vice President Kamala Harris met today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the Munich Security Conference in Germany. She said the U.S. is committed to supporting Ukraine in its war against Russia. The Biden administration is seeking $60 billion for Kyiv, but the request is stalled in Congress. Harris said helping Ukraine is in the U.S. interest. In fact, she said the stakes are high for the entire world.
History shows us if we allow an aggressor like Putin to take land with impunity, they keep going. The other would-be aggressors then become emboldened.
Heard here through an interpreter, Zelensky expressed gratitude for the help received so far.
I'm thankful for the vital support and leadership of the United States of America, who helped to unite the world and to stand off against Russian strikes.
Zelensky spoke just hours after his new armed forces chief said his troops are withdrawing from an embattled city in the east. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from northeastern Ukraine.
Ukraine's new military chief, Oleksandr Sirsky, ordered the withdrawal of troops from the Ukrainian city of Avdiivka early Saturday after weathering months of intense assaults. Russian troops have encircled the city, which used to have 30,000 residents. Only about 1,000 remain there. Ukrainian soldiers tried to establish a position inside a huge plant in Avdiivka that makes a coal-based fuel called coke. But Sirsky says Russians were dropping dozens of bombs there every day. In a statement, he said the withdrawal would, quote, preserve the lives and health of servicemen. The capture of Avdiivka is Russia's first major achievement on the battlefield since May of last year. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Sumy, Ukraine.
A report released this week from the Justice Department reviewed more than 300 deaths in federal prison over nearly a decade. The agency's internal watchdog found chronic understaffing might have contributed to some of the deaths. NPR's Meg Anderson reports.
The DOJ's Office of the Inspector General found that insufficient staffing was a factor in at least 30 of the deaths they reviewed. Understaffing has been a well-documented problem in the Federal Bureau of Prisons for decades. To make up for staffing shortages, the BOP often assigns employees who are not guards, like a nurse or social worker, to perform the duties of a guard. It also commonly requires employees to work overtime. The OIG report found that both practices potentially made staff sleep-deprived and less vigilant. Understaffing in health and psychology positions in particular were singled out as an obstacle to providing adequate mental health care. More than half of the deaths reviewed by the DOJ were by suicide. Meg Anderson, NPR News.
This is NPR News. All the major stock indexes lost ground this week. NPR's Scott Horsley reports investors had to sort through mixed signals about the outlook for the U.S. economy.
A hotter-than-expected inflation report on Tuesday triggered a sell-off in the stock market as investors worried the Federal Reserve might wait longer to start cutting interest rates. Consumer prices in January were up 3.1% from a year ago. While that's a smaller annual increase than the previous month, the cost of services, such as car repair, continued to climb at a stubbornly rapid rate. Stocks regained some ground later in the week after a report showing a steep drop in retail sales, which might take some pressure off inflation. Shoppers spent less money on gasoline and new cars last month, while spending at restaurants was up. For the week, the Dow lost 0.1%, the S&P 500 index lost 0.4%, and the Nasdaq fell 1.3%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Lawyers for Donald Trump say they will appeal yesterday's ruling that the former president pay $355 million for civil fraud. He had inflated the value of his properties to obtain more favorable loan terms. Trump is also banned from serving as an officer or director of any New York company for 3 years. Trump's two older sons, Donald Trump Jr. and Eric, are liable for an additional $4 million each. A judge in Houston yesterday refused to dismiss felony fraud charges against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. He's accused of intentionally misleading investors in a technology company before he became attorney general. He's scheduled to go on trial April 15th. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.